For some Texans, there's big money in deer. Breeding and raising white-tailed deer, running deer hunts on ranches, it's all part of a multi-billion dollar industry. But since 2015, deer breeders in the state have been locked in an old-fashioned standoff. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission has restricted the movement of this deer population in an effort to contain chronic wasting disease. Meanwhile, the Texas deer industry says it hurts its livelihood. TPR's Ryan Poppy has more.
Every August, the Texas Deer Association hosts its annual convention and deer auction in San Antonio. All 120,000 square feet of the convention hall are lined with mounted trophy bucks, vendors advertising everything from hunting excursions to the latest in deer feeders, along with deer stands and hunting gear.
We call it the greatest deer show on earth.
Patrick Talton is the Texas Deer Association's executive director.
This is the largest deer industry convention in the country, in the world. We'll have over 3,000 people walking through the doors.
Across from the exhibit hall, an auctioneer sifts through a PowerPoint presentation of pedigreed deer up for sale. Ranchers who purchase these animals will use them to breed bigger bucks with more majestic antlers. For those who don't want to buy the whole deer, they can even buy the material for artificial insemination, or AI. That's what Tom Cruz of HC Whitetails near Alice, Texas is here for.
They sell semen from deer, and they're really good, have good genetics, and they people AI them, and it's a good deal.
Each deer's auction card describes the animal's lineage and is labeled with a very important statement. This animal is free of chronic wasting disease, or CWD, and is eligible for transport in Texas and Mexico. That's important for ranchers who want to avoid introducing CWD into their herds. Dr. Brody Miller is a veterinarian with the Texas Animal Health Commission.
In simple words, chronic wasting disease is a progressive, degenerative, and ultimately fatal neurologic disease found in deer, elk, moose, and other members of the deer family.
He explains, chronic wasting disease attacks a deer's brainstem, causing the animal to stop eating and drinking and eventually die. Miller says the disease is spread through abnormal proteins in the animal's skin, saliva, urine, and feces.
These abnormal proteins, called prions, are shed from infected animals, which can ultimately contaminate the soil and the environment where other deer and cervids live.
When it comes to white-tailed deer in Texas, chronic wasting disease, so far, has only shown up in white-tailed deer bred in captivity. That's why the Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission imposed rules restricting ranchers from moving these animals if they haven't been tested or if any deer in their facility has tested positive for CWD. Many Texas deer breeders feel the state's rules unfairly target their industry. They'd like to see rules that are less restrictive for the relocation of these deer. Marty Berry owns Berry Whitetails Ranch, which sits right on the waterfront of Nueces Bay near Corpus Christi. He calls the state's rules a waste of public resources.
We've had pens of deer that have been together since birth, and you have two in the pen with it, and the rest of them don't have it. Why is it that only two got it and the rest don't get it? That's pretty phenomenal. What a waste of money.
But Carter Smith, executive director for the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, disagrees with Barry's assessment.
Animal Science Disease Management 101 tells us that there's a higher probability for disease transmission risk for animals that are concentrated or in high numbers or that are moved from place to place.
Every August 23rd, the Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission holds an annual public hearing so that anyone can voice their concerns about the management of Texas wildlife, including deer. But back at the Texas Deer Association's convention and auction, Patrick Tarleton with the Texas Deer Association feels commissioners have not addressed their concerns about what they label as overregulation, so they won't be attending the public hearing this year.
The disease caught our regulatory agency off guard, and what we found out is there was no emergency in most of our facilities. They have now found five facilities with CWD, and it has no effect on our population here in Texas.
Officials with the Texas Parks and Wildlife warn if the disease is not managed, it could infect the state's 3.6 million white-tailed deer population. So, Tarleton and others will take their concerns to state lawmakers during the 2019 legislative session, asking that they create regulations that better suit their industry. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.